While I can't help thinking we need to redress the balance a moment, it's the performers who get all the accolades, but often there's a very important person behind their success, their agent. You may not have heard of Barry Dye, but as David Clayton can reveal, he's been in the entertainment business for 60 years, and his life is about to be told in a very special book. Here's David to tell you all about it.
Barry Dye is in the middle of writing his autobiography, as he's about to notch up 50 years in show business as an agent. There'll be more than a chapter or two on his discovery of a young entertainer working in Torremolinos back in 1983. That entertainer eventually became Alfie Moon in EastEnders. Shane Ritchie owes much to Barry's showbiz nous, but more of that later. Barry grew up in Mellis, and while at Eye Grammar School, formed a band with some pals to play at school dances. We were playing things like Telstar and hits by Cliff and the Shadows, but mainly instrumentals. We were soon being asked to play gigs outside the school, he tells me. Barry had started playing the guitar, but remembers the day he sat down at a set of drums left set up in a village hall. I liked the noise I made, he recalls. From that day onwards, Barry has been a drummer. We first called ourselves the Bogmen, Barry laughs. We thought we'd better change it and did to the Strangers. That again changed to the Consorts, by which time they were doing covers of Beatles hits. The Consorts split in 1965, and while contemplating what to do next, the Sonics, a disc-based band, called Barry. They crazed me to join them, so I said I'd help them out as their drummer had just gone off to university. It must have worked. He stayed with them until they disbanded in 2014. In the late 60s, they were playing regularly at Ipswich's famous First Floor Club. Barry was helping book the bands and acts. Lots of entertainers would frequent the place for some late-night drinking, like legendary guitarist Albert Lee. He liked Barry's drumming and asked him to fill in as his group's drummer for a couple of weeks. The band was Country Fever and they were very busy, Barry recalls. There were a couple of BBC recording sessions, some studio work and a tour. I asked if I could rehearse with them. Albert told me just to listen to their LP. In 1971, a friend of Barry's who ran the Sporting Farmer on Princes Street in Ipswich wanted to put on bands and cabarets, so Barry put a classified ad in the local paper asking for acts. His phone started ringing, not only with artists wanting work, but people wanting acts booked. He'd started an entertainment agency. I got myself properly registered in February 1972, he tells me. He already knew lots of entertainers from his band work, but went off to look outside the area, linking up with a large agency in Hull. By doing that, he could bring fresh acts to the area. Barry was now looking after the entertainment at Lafayette's in Ipswich. It was in the middle of a roundabout accessed by an underpass. It's a set of traffic lights now. He took on Norfolk-based illusionists Chris North and Jill. They won new faces on TV, then appeared on the Wheel Tappers and Shunters Club with Bernard Manning. The phone didn't stop ringing. I even got a call from Barbara Kelly, once of What's My Line fame on TV, who wanted to book them for corporate functions, he recalls. It was on a trip over to a Pontinental resort in Torremolinos that Barry Dye spotted a 19-year-old bluecoat called Shane Roach. I'd really gone over to see the band I'd booked there, Barry recalls. They told me about this brilliant young entertainer and let him know I was coming over. He latched on to me as he was eager to get on in the business. Barry remembers the impact when he saw Shane perform. He had an incredible personality. It's the way he told the jokes and commanded the audience. I thought about it for all of 10 seconds. Barry took him on, changed his name to Shane Ritchie and started managing his burgeoning career. He booked him for a summer season in Jersey, touring round the hotels with a show. It was 2 shows a night, 6 days a week. Perfect for knocking an artist into shape. So successful was Shane, he was booked the following year too, winning the Islands Award for the Best Young Act. Barry looked after Shane in more ways than one. He practically lived at ours. He was like a big brother to my then 5-year-old daughter Hayley, so much so that when Hayley married in 2010, Shane insisted that whatever he was doing and wherever he was, he would be there. He even sang with the Sonics at the reception. It meant a lot, says Barry. Barry Dye's biggest moment was bringing Tina Turner to Portman Road in 1990, a huge undertaking, but memorable for so many fans. That was the biggest thing I've done. It took 6 months hard work. These days, Barry busies himself as an event organiser, putting all his entertainment experience to good use. He may be marking 50 years as a professional in show business, but he's really got some 60 years of entertainment experience to recall, which are right now finding their way into that book. Barry, put me down for a signed copy as soon as it's out.